Overnight Guthrie details. SWAT prepared, from Fox News. This is a roughly 5-minute breaking news segment, and it covers a major overnight development in the disappearance of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie in Tucson, Arizona. Section 1, the overnight operation. Fox News anchors Charlie, Rachel, and Griff report on what they describe as a massive overnight law enforcement operation in Tucson. A swarm of police descended on a home located just 2 miles from Nancy Guthrie's residence in the Catalina foothills, an upscale area of the city. 3 people were detained as part of the investigation into Nancy's disappearance, believed to be 2 men and 1 woman. The reporters describe SWAT vehicles and bomb squad units deploying as part of the operation. Officers were seen towing a silver-gray Range Rover and setting up a tarp, apparently removing items from the back of the vehicle. The operation was significant enough that when SWAT deployed, everyone else in the agency was called in, and neighboring agencies provided mutual aid support. This is a county of almost 2 million people, so the scale of the response was notable. Section 2, what we know and what we do not. Retired Illinois Police Sergeant Betsy Brickner Smith, who was on the ground at the sheriff's office throughout the night, provides context for the operation. She emphasizes an important legal distinction. The 3 people are detained, not arrested. Under Arizona law, authorities have 24 hours from the time of detention to either charge or release them. This is what she calls an investigatory detention. The sergeant explains why SWAT was deployed. When SWAT goes out, it is because they believe the situation will be potentially very dangerous. In this case, they were dealing with a suspect who was armed and a potential hostage situation, so they proceeded with the utmost caution. Property tax records and names are available for the home that was searched, but none of that information has been released. The sergeant urges patience, noting that the investigation is extremely active and that the Guthrie family in Tucson is dealing with this on a very guttural level. She pushes back gently when asked about neighbors coming forward, saying no one has yet. Section 3, the evidence trail. The sheriff has revealed to Fox News that they are testing DNA found in Nancy's home that does not belong to Nancy. This is a significant forensic development. Combined with crucial doorbell camera images that gave investigators a look at a potential abductor, the evidence trail appears to be narrowing. It has been 2 full weeks since Nancy Guthrie was last seen. Charlie makes the important point that in cases like this, early reports and rumors often turn out to be false. But the scale of the overnight response, the SWAT deployment, the FBI agents flooding in after the detained individuals were removed, and the forensic evidence all suggest investigators believe they may have found the people responsible for Nancy's disappearance. The segment also notes that FBI agents were present at the scene, with forensic vehicles moving in once the detained individuals were removed. This federal involvement suggests the case may have crossed jurisdictional lines, or that the severity of the suspected crime warranted federal resources. Key takeaways. First, 3 people have been detained in connection with the disappearance of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie in Tucson, with a possible 4th person also in custody. Second, the overnight operation involved SWAT, bomb squad, FBI agents, and mutual aid from neighboring agencies, indicating investigators expected a dangerous confrontation. Third, DNA evidence found in Nancy's home that does not belong to her is being tested, alongside doorbell camera footage of a potential abductor.